This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very, well, cruel episode of the BCP Shameless Promo, brought to you by our sponsors over at Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey. Saturday and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Be sure to also shop their online selection at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Also want to shout out Intense Wrestling Alliance ahead of their April 22nd show, Mayhem, located in Nutley, New Jersey. Get your tickets now and check out IWA Season 2 of Intensity, available now on YouTube. I bet Excalibur could do that better than I can. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show ahead of his appearance. Lots of wrestling going on here at Jump Around. It's going to be on the 25th. I believe it's this Saturday. Tickets are still available at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. This is a guy who's been, well, riding that proverbial wave of momentum. I've had my eye on him and his friends for a while now. Please welcome to the Bob Culture Podcast, the cruelest one of all, Mr. Joe Cruel. What up, bro? How are you, man?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you for your patience, man. We had some sponsors, you know, we got to pay the bills, man. But I've really been wanting to talk to you, bro. You know, I'm going to be very candid with you on this one, man. I was trying to get you and the boys on. You know, we're kind of talking off air a little bit, and RTB may or may not be a thing of the past. You know, the last thing I remember was you guys talking to Savannah after a match of Pro Wrestling Magic backstage, and not to say you were teasing any sort of separation, but you guys kind of seem devastated at the idea of having to go your separate ways. That being said, you know, talking to you guys, it seems that it may have played out off camera. It may have played out maybe not in an organization. I'm familiar with Magic. I know you guys are at Spartan too. Whatever you're comfortable with sharing, those guys, all three of you are great. But tonight it's just Joe Cruel, man. Can you give us any inside baseball on this?
Yeah, of course. I'd love to deal the inside baseball. So obviously we'll go take it from the Savannah interview. We were just, you know, everybody had their own, I guess, wave of emotion going on in that, you know. Abed, he was a little emotional in the sense of where he saw it on a friendship term, you know, and V saw it more on a wrestling basis. But I think I was just speechless because it's not that it felt cheap, you know what I mean? But it's, I wouldn't expect anything less from, you know, being in the Magic Kingdom. I mean, if you can think back to years past when it comes to pro wrestling Magic, if you love something, you're going to lose it. And that's just how it goes. You know, they love to pull at heartstrings and I don't know what, maybe it's the building, maybe it's the promotion, but RTB didn't break up, but I'm here to say that RTB is just not going to play the game. We don't need to win gold and risk our friendship, risk what we've provided already to wrestling. And so if that means that for right now, you won't see us in the Magic Kingdom in trios competition or tag competition, you know, together at all, then that's just how it's going to be.
Very fair assessment, man. I appreciate you, you know, giving that you know, that to us as much as you could, man. I very much appreciate that. That being said, Mr. Coolman, and I won't spend too much more time on this, but, you know, a lot of these times I talk to guys where we talk about this factionism and, you know, it's always going to happen. Everyone's going to go their separate ways one way or another. Is it? And, you know, people are kind of placed or pigeonholed into these roles. Like, this one's going to be the star. This one's the talker. This one's this. This one's that. I talked to, you know, PJ Savage several times on the show, talking about how great TakeOver was, how much they were able to accomplish. I felt personally that it ended too soon. And maybe there was money in Bougie versus Savage and that whole thing. And PJ said he didn't want to do all that infighting. You know, they just want to go their separate ways and do their separate things, which they have and haven't been doing, to be fair. That being said, man, with all this, you know, factionism going on, do you feel selfishly like this could be a better move for Joe Cruel, the person?
I wouldn't even say better move for Joe Cruel as a person. I'm a firm believer in RTB. I'm a firm believer in Joe Cruel. You know, whatever I put my heart into, I feel like it can succeed. You know, I'm just that person that, you know, I'm a believer. So it's not that I saw that maybe like this is a better route for me or this and that. It's more so this is real life, you know? What? We beat Prolific. We don't break up. We hold the tag belts for a little. And then, you know, who's to say the grass is greener on the other side? Why not keep what we have now and, you know?
Yeah, that's very fair.
You can tell how much this means to me. You could tell how much Abed and V, just they're my life. You know, I started training and I didn't have anybody. I wasn't carpooling. I wasn't going home and telling somebody my tales. I lost everything during the pandemic. And I just lucked out that I met two people who could bring me to where I am today. And, you know, if I have to take a step back, all three of us, and put a pause, that's just how it's going to be.
I think that's a very fair answer, man. And I'm glad that you share that with us. And, you know, both of those guys, all three, you know, obviously I saw you for the first time together as a unit and I saw what y'all brought to the table, and each and every one of you guys, you three are very, very special. And I hope to talk to the other two gentlemen. That being said, Mr. Cruel, I want to concentrate on you right now because you really are riding that proverbial wave, like I said earlier, but a lot of the people I talked to backstage, a lot of the people that you have fought, they mention you quite frequently. I don't know if you watch all those backstage interviews. I'm talking to the likes of, oh, I don't know, Mr. Darius Carter, our two-time BCP Male Independent Wrestler of the Year, undefeated in that category, even said, you know, and it's Darius, so you got to take it, you know, he's not going to put you over, but your name came out of his mouth, man, you know, and he said, you know, an up-and-comer like the likes of a Joe Cruel. Are you hearing these, not even whispers, are you hearing these public statements? Are you feeling this momentum right now? There's a lot of eyes on you right now.
Man, I think what it is when it comes to wrestling is you can't get gassed up, you know? The minute I let the talks and the little uproar get to me, then I take a step off the gas, you know? I think for me, the best thing is for me is to just put horse blinders on and just go full head of steam forward.
Look at that. Very humble and stay that way. And I'll ask you this one, man. We'll talk about your in-ring stuff in a little bit, because I'm very impressed with your in-ring work, as are your opponents and your partners. That being said, one of my first interactions with you on a personal level was doing backstage interviews and promos. A lot of times I talk to these guys, and this is not a dig at anyone. You know, everyone has their range and what they're comfortable with and not comfortable with. But, you know, in wrestling, there's a lot of, I'm a wrestler, Friday night, da-da-da, this guy, good guy, bad guy. And you seem to keep it very real is the word I feel like I'm looking for, man. There was something about you, genuine. It felt genuine. It didn't feel like you were putting on a performance. It didn't feel like you're like, this Friday. Even with the sad stuff, you guys possibly going your separate ways. Even with the emotional, like, overcharged stuff, man, you were always very good at that delivery. Do you have any sort of acting background, or is that just kind of you have a philosophy when it comes to backstage interviews?
No acting background or anything. I think it plays back to what I said before. You know, this is real life. You know, you can say the Sunday things all you want, but when it comes to putting an opponent across the ring from me, it doesn't matter who it is. It becomes a story in that, you know, I get ingrained with what I'm going to be put, you know, up against. So from someone like Darius to someone like most recently to Vincent Michaels, I don't think it's the opponent. I think it's more so anytime I'm in the ring, I just ingrain myself with what's to come. And that's what comes out.
Yeah, dude. And I think you said it, man. It seemed very natural to me, man. And I was like, he's got something. It's natural. It's genuine. But I think it's relatable to the audience, man. So never lose that, man. I very much appreciate that. Got to talk to you about your in-ring philosophy as well, man. I've seen you in the ring. Very impressive. Ahead of your years, ahead of your time for sure. Heck of a lariat. But also, and I don't know what you call it, kind of, I don't know, where you pick them up almost like a one arm underhook and you spin them around and slam them down. What's that called? And yeah, where'd you come up with that?
That's the cruel hours. Honestly, I don't like, I'm not the type of guy. I didn't come out here like, I don't like to be like, I made this, because I feel like wrestling, like, especially when I started doing wrestling, there's so much that hasn't been seen. And I don't mean like even by like the grandstand of people. You can look up on YouTube and there's 30,000 people doing backyard wrestling and posting it to YouTube, doing God knows what, just because they wanted to, you know? So I'm not going to sit here and say that like, oh, I made this and this was something that I cultivated and crafted. But it was just one of those days where you're sitting at, you know, in the ring at training school, maybe like a light class, nobody's really there, and you're just fooling around. And I always liked the sit out, sit out, especially like, I don't know. I'm a big timing person. And like, when it comes to everything, I can always kind of anticipate when certain things are going to line up. And so when it comes to like, I just love that up and down of it. But yeah, I don't know. I think it stemmed from like that butterfly, you know, the double underhook.
Yep.
And then I kind of just started going every which way, seeing what you could do with it. But yeah, that is the cruel hours. I'm getting that out there just because sometimes it gets called a thingamajig or something like that, or like a DDT.
Cruel intentions, all the puns and all that. Yeah, I got you, bro. But dude, it really is a good move. And I love what you said about the timing of, because I noticed in your match with Vincent Michaels, I'm going back watching the tape. I'm like, what happened to RTB? I was trying to figure that out. But, and they even helped you in that match. But that being said, man, I saw that move and I was like, ooh, I like that. It kind of reminds me of Bowens does a couple things that are kind of like innovative slams, like where he kind of flips something. It reminded me a little bit of that.
Exactly that too. He does that same thing where he brings you up and right when you hit that sweet spot, he gets you right back. But that's exactly what I mean. Like that, it's little visual stuff like that where it's like the sheer drop is the great way to put it. But yeah, I love stuff like that. So I don't know. You just kind of, you take with what you like, you know, and you gravitate to sort of stuff like that.
Yeah, it's great, man. And I love that you also mentioned the time and you knew exactly what I was talking about. Man, you get them up. It's almost like they freeze in time. They flip. Exactly. They go down, man. So keep that stuff up, man. I love innovative stuff. I love stuff that I've never seen before. I've never seen it quite like that, with the underhook and then the lift and the turn, man. So, you know, I do my homework, man. Really good stuff. Keep that up. Got to say this one, man, not to be cliche, but always got to ask this one. Specifically in the Magic Kingdom, and you know, on the show, I do not wear company hats, man. But I'm going to ask a lot about, you know, other promotions as well, but I got to ask this specifically in the Magic Kingdom, man. You know, if you guys are no longer together, man, you have had some singles matches, some good ones too. Who are you looking at right now? Is it Gold you're targeting? Is it a certain competitor that's like, hey, I want to work with him, or I want this kind of match with him or this team? Who you got the targets locked on right now?
You know, Honestly, I would say I have certain opponents or like people, but when you go in a 3 month span, it goes Jay George, Ryman, Darius, Donovan.
Good list.
Exactly. Well, exactly. So after that, I think my brain kind of switched from the let's have some good matches to let's get some gold. And
Okay.
that more specifically honed in when I won the Revolvers Roulette Gauntlet. And I had my chance to finally go up against someone for a title at Pro Wrestling Magic. And so I don't know, I've been watching Steve recently, Steve Off.
Is this happening right now?
The reason I have to say it is just because I feel like he's not going up against anybody that's really putting him to a test, you know?
Wow.
And I don't know whether that's because I don't like to be that guy, but if he's scared or it's just because that's what they're feeding him. But I don't know. The dark arts, the red strap would look good on me, I'll say that.
Wow, man. You know what? Up until this point, man, you've been super politically correct, hitting me with all the answers. But you know what? When that gold's on the line, you're pushing some buttons there. And hey, I'm not saying I agree or disagree with you. I'll just say I could see where you're coming from. Maybe he's playing it a little safe, you know, with some of these opponents. You know, maybe we need a little bit of a marquee matchup, maybe against, oh, I don't know, a Joe Krewell.
Yeah, I mean, also, I feel like I have if you see firsthand, the Magic Kingdom is unlike any other crowd. They gravitate to whatever they please, and I just so happen to be thankful that they gravitate and they're just as cruel as I am every time I come out to the ring, and they have my back. But yeah, I mean, it. If you can see the world title picture right now, or the heavyweight title picture, that's a little steep for me. I'm not going to say, but I'm not going to jump in Vargas's way.
That's it, bro. Don't you do it, bro.
You know
Stop.
that firsthand, Bob. I'm not jumping in Vargas's way. If
He's
he
loose
wins,
cannon.
I'm not to say like throw me in the fire against anybody. I'm going to try my hardest, but I'm not a dumb man. And personally, I think Vinny's great, and Vinny's going everywhere right now. And I think. I don't know. Would I even fit into the junior heavyweight category? You know, I feel like I'm close on the cusp, but we're getting close to that 225. I'm not gonna lie.
Be a good match. Be a really, really good match. I'll say that, man. Absolutely. I gotta ask you this one, man. Again, not to be cliche, but I wonder, you know, I like hearing where everyone starts training at. Some people go to multiple schools. And I'm starting to like realize like certain philosophies people get from certain trainers and mentors, and where they come from, man. I like the way you wrestle, so I'm really curious who trained you.
So I came out of Spartan Championship Wrestling. The promotion still running in the school as of right now, isn't, but I lucked out during like that little post-COVID where, you know, luckily I wasn't working or anything, and Spartan just opened up. So I was going down there 4 or 5 days a week, you know what I mean? And that was like an hour away from me. So if you see my car today, it's definitely got the mileage on it, and the proof of how much I really was committed to getting in the ring just as much as I could, because I had nothing else to do. And man, the minute I started training, whew, it was hard to get me to stop, I'll say that. But Spartan Championship Wrestling, and now officially put over Kareem West. I feel like his name, people who know him, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But he's a diamond in the rough. And I feel like he spent his prime years away from wrestling doing martial arts. He was a Taekwondo teacher. He's a third degree black belt in Taekwondo. But he traveled the world, you know, as a coach, you know, leading his students to competitions and whatnot over in Japan and different places. And I just lucked out that I got to spend these 3 hours, 3 to 4 days a week with Kareem honing. I was a sponge to this man. And the way that he taught is, I mean, I've luckily gone to many seminars, and I've, you know, been across and went to other places to train and whatnot. But Kareem is just so different. And you can't really put a finger on it, but he just, I feel like from day one, he made you know what you were, you know, striving for. You know, he made everything to learn worth it. And he had his five little, you know, this is the proper way to do things. But then after that, it was learn from yourself and your own mistakes. You weren't, you know, 30 people weren't going to Spartan Championship Wrestling, and then 30 people weren't coming out as Kareem West clones. You know,
yes.
You were getting trained by Kareem West, but one of the things that he always loved to repeat over and over is that wrestling has flavors of ice cream. And, you know, there is flavors upon flavors upon flavors. And so he always, you know, just be different. You know, if you do something in a certain way that's different than someone else, but it's not gonna, you know, go against anything that we've been taught or this or that or anything, then that's just how it is, you know? And I just lucked out that, man, I don't want to say that, because I have a great dad, you know, great person or whatnot, but awesome. Man, like, not just a wrestling coach, but just like the person now that I have in my life as Kareem West, you know, I'm so lucky, and so are other people from Spartan and whatnot. But there's only a couple of us that truly got to get there and soak up just every, you know, ounce of it. Because now he's a family man. Congratulations, Kareem, for having your first kid. But yeah, I mean, I really lucked out. Kareem West, everybody. And if you go back, if you go on YouTube, you'll be able to find some Kareem West matches. He IWF wrestling. So he'll prove everything I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Sure. I've heard of IWF for sure. I think someone who's around here may have held some women's gold over there. I'll have to ask her about that. That being said, man, I got to ask you this, and I hate that I didn't ask you this earlier, man, but doing my homework, I saw the promo. I believe you do not have an opponent officially for Saturday. Correct me if I'm wrong, for Pro Wrestling Magic, man. You're just going to show up, see what happens here?
It wouldn't be the first time. but, yeah, I think me and the higher-ups at Pro Wrestling Magic already know what I bring to the table. Like I said, Magic Kingdom isn't behind many, and I just luck out that they're behind me, you know. And when Robot Rock hits, they're right there with me. So I'm just coming for them, honestly. You know what I mean? I'm coming to bring something so that they can get that Joe Cruel action that I know they want.
Yeah, man, you're definitely an official part of this roster, I would say, man. You guys, all three, have certainly earned it. That being said, over at Spartan Championship Wrestling, I saw you, and that's why I was asking you earlier. Maybe there was a story or something going on with you guys, but you do had some inner fighting against, like, Abed and some of your guys. How did that come about, or is it just like, hey, different promotion, different storyline kind of a thing?
No. This all ties in pretty well.
Okay, that's what I like. Okay.
About like January 2021, I think it would be, or maybe, yeah, January 2020. I was the champion for Spartan Championship Wrestling. I held gold. And then if you go back, you can watch it. It's on YouTube. Joe Cruel versus Tony Vincita. You see the veteran, Sean Donovan, that everybody, if you're from Jersey, you know Sean Donovan.
You almost shoved me in a locker once. Yep, I know Sean when I interviewed him. Yep, great, exactly.
Great. Comes out, sticks his nose in business that doesn't need to be in. And then, you know, next thing I know, I'm on the top rope looking at Sean, and then I'm going headfirst to the canvas, and then my belt's gone on Tony Vincita's waist. And, you know, I was dumb. I'll say the young person in me, I probably should have asked for that rematch, but I was heated and I wanted blood. And so you didn't see me for a whole – well, no, actually, I still have yet to actually have any sort of chance to win back my title that from Spartan. And I was pent up, you know what I mean? I had so much on my back. I had, if you saw, there's, they call themselves The Reason. It's Chris Steeler, Anthony Michael, Lucas Finnegan, Justin Adams, and what was Matt Saxton.
A lot of Warriors guys, some of the Just Us League, those guys, sure.
Yeah. But they were running amok. And once again, me thinking I have to have the savior complex, I stuck my neck out for Nick Thompson and, you know, did God knows what just to keep Spartan, you know, out of the dark. And what came from it? Nothing, you know. Never got a chance to win my title back. Never got a chance to wrestle for any sort of title anyways. They had a whole championship tournament that Sean Donovan ended up winning to become the champion, and I wasn't even there. So what better way to cement myself as someone who's not going to take it any longer than take out the man that I love most, and that's a bet of Ronis. And so if you saw at the last show, not the one previous to face-to-face that happened this past weekend, Abed was in a title match. I mean, that alone, I think, set me over the edge. Abed, who's wrestled and been fed Casey Navarro 50,000 times, who's wrestled for this championship title that he's lost 50,000 times, and now we're stepping in, and he gets a on-the-spot American championship title match. And so I sit there. He can't get the job done. And what am I supposed to do? You know, I did what I had to do. And I gave him a little bit of a lesson, threw him back in the ring, and then Bulldog Pittman put him out just like he would have if I wasn't even there. Because he can't get the job done, Abed.
Wow.
You know, and I know I said all these things about him before, and I know I said out these things about it like that. But I don't think this is more of a personal attack. If you can see where I'm coming from, this is a wrestling standpoint. Abed, I love you as a person. You know, you're a great guy. If we go out to dinner, I know you can bring a laugh and listen to a story or two. But God forbid we're in the wrestling ring, wrestling for a title. Yeah, that's a different story.
Wow.
Yeah. So we had a match, and that happened this past Sunday at Face to Face. And I bet the tape will be coming out soon, but it doesn't really matter the details of the match, what happened within the match. What matters is that, you know, and I know that Joe Cool came out victorious because, like I said, Abed can't get the job done when it comes to being in a wrestling ring.
Wow. Well, maybe now is, you know, I had some feelings before we started, man. Maybe now is the right time for you guys to certainly go your separate ways for a number of reasons. I always psychoanalyze you guys. I listen to what you say very carefully. You mentioned Casey Navarro. That's, you know, that's our guy, man. You know, BCP Hall of Famer. Guy's been there for me on a personal level. One of the best here, man. You mentioned his name a few times. I don't know if you were a little sour on him, you know, fighting Abed, or because I saw him kind of taking you guys under his wing. Are you guys cool? Is that someone you want to face? Have you faced him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, like I said, book me against anybody. I got that dog in me. I'm going to bring the fight. You know, I'm not going to back down from Adam Kerr to Casey Navarro to, you know, God forbid John Cena wants to pop an indie one day. I don't care. I'm going to be the cruelest through and through, 100%. So I don't need to call out Casey. You know what I mean? I feel like we're past that at this point. Would it be nice? Of course it would be nice. But you know what also would be nice? To get my title back at Spartan Championship Wrestling. And I don't need a Casey Navarro match to prove that.
Wow. Wow. Strong words, man. We're getting pretty deep here. My next question, I think you kind of answered it already, but it's one of my favorite questions to ask, man, because it's so cool, the industry right now. You know, there used to be just one place, big place to go. Now there's several. There's a lot of opportunities, man. But the other cool thing is that a lot of these opportunities come to you guys, like we've seen in the Magic locker room, like we've seen in other locker rooms over at ISPW. We're working with legends all the time. It's very cool to just kind of pick their brain, but to see our friends get opportunities between the ropes with them. Is there anyone, you know, in AEW right now, because they are coming into the independents quite a lot? Is there any legend? You know, we see Tommy Dreamer working all over the place. It is within the realm of possibility. Please be selfish here. And I know you already said you have the dog on you. You'll fight anybody. Is there anyone that you have your eye on? Because there's a Crowbar still around killing it. There's a lot of great guys.
I tweeted that Crowbar one already. Outlaw Wrestling, ISPW. Tommy knows me. I've been around and I've helped with that, set up that ring when they started back up again. Give me that Crowbar. We'll dead the call outs here. Give me that Crowbar match.
Wow. All right. And any promoters watching right now, we'll get his contact info at the end. I can personally vouch. I will vouch for Joe Cruel. That's why he's on the show. You know, very well deserving of these opportunities. I can vouch for him. Gets it done in the ring, man. That being said, I got to ask you this one, Mr. Cruel, our favorite question to ask. But if you did have that WrestleMania moment one day where you're walking down that grandest stage of them all, walking down that ramp, what band or artist lays you down to the ring?
Well, this one's going to be a little underwhelming, but the band that plays me down to the ring is King Cruel.
Yeah, nice.
That's why I get the name, so what well, better?
That's awesome, yeah. Man. Very cool. And quite, you know, maybe you will have that moment, man. I've seen a lot of people we've had on this show, man, past 3 years, 4 years, NXT, AEW, man. It's very cool to see. I love seeing all y'all get those opportunities. They are certainly out there, man. You just got to keep grinding and working hard. And that being said, what are the goals for Mr. Cruel moving forward, man? I mean, because we're seeing those PWI lists, we're seeing a lot of those AEW dark opportunities, a lot of extra work. Or is it, you know, those small micro goals, or is it kind of to get the contract? Is it to open a school? Is it to travel the world? We've heard all the answers.
Yeah. PWI would be nice. I don't want to get like, I feel like that's one of those things where it's, you got to put those horse blinders on, because the minute you start shooting for that stuff, you're just going to get your foot off the gas. But, you know, I feel like I've put up, I don't know what their, the little review section is, but if the Darius little Darius and the Envy matches and all of that, I feel like I've done enough to maybe, you know, get myself out there a little bit. But I'm not one of those guys. I don't need a number to prove my worth. You know what I mean? Like I said, anybody, you're going to see Joe Cruel. You know what I mean? So, but long-term goals, I think it's just the travel. I just want to go all around and show everybody just how cruel I am. You know, I feel like I have so much to bring from, it's not what I can, you know, do in the ring, but it's what I can make in the ring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like what I've done already is just pretty showing to what's to come, you know?
100%. Mr. Cool, I want to be respectful of your time, man. Thank you for making some time late tonight. I very much appreciate it, man. It's always good talking to you. But before we get out of here, we're all about that shameless promo here on the BCP. Tell everyone where they can follow you, get the merch. I think we need a Joe Cruel 8x10 over here. Tell everyone where they get all that good stuff.
So Joe Cruel 8x10, if you're going to be there this Saturday, you'll get it. Yeah, you can see me at Cruel Hours on Instagram, Twitter, and then I think it's Joe Cruel just on Facebook. Brainbuster Tees, you can find my merch, Joe Cruel, brainbustertees.com. Trying to think what else. I don't have an OF link or anything like that, but hey, you never know.
Hey, man. Keep grinding. And Joe, dude, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Bob.
Dude, long overdue, man. Best of luck to you on Saturday. I hope you get a good opponent, man. And that being said, man, just best of luck moving forward. Thanks for the time, bro. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Of course. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.
Hello. I'd like to welcome you to paradise where everyone